I'm still Jonathan, and this is a song called Jenny and the Ghost.
Jenny was a nihilist. She broke the news one day, smashed her father's idols, and sent God on his way. If this is it, she said, I've lit a candle in the closet. Moth and mystery, beware. And out away beyond the handle, where the shadow shrugs her shoulders, where the boys are pushing boulders, where the sun is always out, I give a shout, I turn about, I seek my fortune. So she packed her bag and cleared ahead and made herself a deer. If she could wear it, warm it, weigh it, then she knew that it was real. But what about what you can only feel? Before shone high electric pinks and violet ochres, common ponderous blues, golden gleams in every hue. Annie turns the lights off, pulls her socks off, but her eyes stay on, lit from somewhere soft behind the gentle turning of her mind. Outside clouds obscure the stars. She knows that somewhere Mars is lurking, somewhere men are working, but her mind is murky, sinking softly off to sleep. There was not a light to show her anything, just the constant rolling waves and howling wind. Jenny sank in sheets of white and felt no change. But in the doorway of her dreams was something strange, strange, strange. She met a ghost that night. She met a ghost, and it was old and blind and gave a gorgeous glow.
Around the silent, empty room, her womb began to whirl, her soul began to swoon, the silky silver rivulets of moonlight quiver and shiver and shake, as if they couldn't keep the pace or shine upon its face. Her head began to shake, bones began to ache, bones would surely break. She couldn't take much more, but somehow more than ever in her life before, she felt she was alone, but she
was not afraid. Her visions were her own, and she was not ashamed. She felt she was awake, and she felt she was a mess, and she felt she was awakening.